Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Bob and I love Winnie the Pooh. We have a complete set of books and we enjoy reading them to, get this, not just the grandkids, but each other. In fact, one year, Bob mowed and whacked a 2-mile pathway in our woods for me to walk and ride my horses. He named it Woozle Way. Now, if you have not read Winnie the Pooh, you probably don't know that he hunts for woozles. Anyway, here's one of my favorite little pieces from The House at Pooh Corner by A.A. Milne. Piglet sidled up to Pooh from behind. "Pooh," he whispered. "Yes, Piglet." "Nothing," said Piglet, taking Pooh's paw. "I just wanted to be sure of you." Good stuff, huh? Well, I think it sums up an important point in our next meditation passage. Today, we add a new verse to our almost complete memory work for Psalm 91. Let's lean into verse 15. "When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him." Now remember, this is God speaking to the psalmist. So the lesson here is when we call to God, he answers us. Calling on the name of the Lord is actually a central practice of our Christian life. It is through calling on the Lord's name we're initially saved, and we receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. By calling, we are also rescued from trouble. Now, calling on the name of the Lord is not the same thing as praying. With prayer, we often have a motive other than to simply contact the Lord. But when we call upon the name of the Lord, it's kind of like a toddler calling for their mother at bedtime. The child just wants mom to be close by. The goal of calling on the Lord is simply to contact the person of the Lord himself and to experience his presence. It's to be with him, just to be sure of him. Then, of course, there is the next layer of truth in this verse. The context here is still the same as the rest of the chapter: trouble. When we're facing those lions and adders and pestilence and arrows and terror and destruction, we call on him and he rescues us. Here's how the "I just wanted to be sure of you" calling fits into the "help, I'm in trouble" calling. As we call on the name of the Lord just to be with him, we grow in both intimacy and trust. And because those things are there, we call on him naturally when we face trouble. It's our autopilot response. Does that make sense? Now, maybe you're not in a hard season right now, or at least not the hardest. Calling on him now matters. It builds your trust, so you relinquish to his plan in those hard seasons. Today, as you walk, call on the name of the Lord. Now, for your practical walking tip of the day, this one is a bit, well, unusual to say the least, and I don't know if I entirely trust it, but here goes. I tried walking barefoot recently. We have kind of a big long circle of mowed grass around our farm pastures, so I could get away with this. Now, maybe you can try it too, if not in a field of grass, maybe on the sand at a beach. Here's why. Walking barefoot, which is how God created us to walk originally, has some really amazing benefits. It strengthens our foot muscles in a way that you cannot when you're in a shoe. And that helps at both ends of life, when you're learning to walk and when you're trying to stabilize yourself for walking as you age, because it improves balance. But also, walking barefoot in the grass, dirt, or sand may help reduce stress and even inflammation. You see, having direct skin contact with the earth's surface is called grounding. There's some research suggesting this may transmit electrical charges to the body, and since our bodies are essentially one big electrical circuit of life, this is supposed to be good for us. Now, more research needs to be done, but one very small study found that grounding helped improve mood and energy in massage therapists when they worked barefoot. Another study found that grounding helped reduce pain and inflammation. It even promoted the healing of wounds. So, if you can kick off those shoes, go bare today. As we come to the end of our Holy Girl Walk, consider getting a copy of the study guide. Now, I know you're almost done memorizing, but you could go even deeper into this passage in the weeks to come as you really study what these words mean. For this, the first season, Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91 is available exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. The memory guide contains a brief Bible study and a daily Bible reading plan, using other passages of Scripture that complement the truth we're learning in Psalm 91. Again, you'll find that at danagresh.com and mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.